first step.
I want to know what's on the other side of
the good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchas Shvisas Asor, the laws of resting on the 10th, meaning Yom Kippur. Perek Sheni, Halach Aleph, Chapter 2, Law 1 of the Mishnayim text, on page 156. Now we're going to talk about the prohibition of eating. That is going to be the whole second chapter. Ha'ochel b'yom ha'kippurim ma'acholim ha'ru'im lechol lo'odom kakoseves hagasa. If a person eats on Yom Kippur foods that are fitting to be eaten, the volume of a date, that's gasa, a big date, which is less than the measure of an egg, kimat, almost less than an egg, harei zechayiv, you have transgressed in what you've in eating, and that is punishable. The Torah says, v'nisem esnashay sechem, you should afflict your souls. And any soul that does not afflict itself gets kares. So, but it's talking about things that afflict you. So, obviously, how do you transgress that? By eating something that takes away the affliction. Alright? So now, that only works with products that are edible products, as opposed to non-edible products. And that's the point he adds with the words, ma'cholim haru'uyim, foods that are fit, meaning fit to be eaten, because that restores the soul. You're supposed to afflict the soul. When you're eating the amount of food, the measure of a date, that is enough to restore the soul, as it were, and that is the amount that you have. Now, v'chol ha'acholim mitzdarvim l'shirzeh, and any types of foods can add up to that amount. A little bit of cracker, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of fish, whatever. It can be multiple foods. They add up to a date. And similarly, a person who drinks liquids that are fit for a person to drink, kimlo lukmav, a full cheekful, shall show a person drinking, call echad ve'echad lafi ligmav, everyone according to his cheek. There's an easy shear. How much is it? Put it all to the side, a full cheek, and that, your cheek, is enough to be chayiv for drinking. So it will obviously be a different measure based on the size of a person that you are. In those cases, you are chayav. Again, the rabbis say that amount revives the soul of the person and takes away from being in a state of affliction. And now he just describes a little clearer. V'kamei mulom lugmav, what is a full cheekful? Kadesh yisalkim l'tzadachad, where you push everything to one side. All the liquid goes to one side and what fits in that side. In other words, he doesn't mean a full cheekful, meaning both sides of the cheeks, right? But rather, just one that's going out on one side. Okay, so it's to put it on one side. V'yeremololog went to see one full cheekful on that side. V'shir zeb adam beinoni, and if you take a regular person, what will that be for a regular person? That would be pachas m'raviz, a little less than a raviz. You don't need the full raviz, which is... Well, machlokas or whatever this is, it was 4 ounces or whatever.
We said 88, the littlest, right? Is 88 mL.
So we're saying that's less than that for an average person. Obviously, a bigger person will have more. So it comes out that the law on Yom Kippur, that there has to be affliction, so it's different than other laws of eating. Remember, every other law, say, how much treif do you got to eat to be chayiv? How much?
A kezias,
an olive worth, right? We have certain laws, certain measurements, right? But Yom Kippur, the amount of eating is the amount that nullifies the inui, the suffering. It's not a question of how much are you eating in terms of positively eating. It's negatively taking away the inui, the suffering. That's the idea. So therefore, a big date or a cheekful takes away the aspect of suffering, and that's what you would be chayiv for.
So that's larger than kezias, right?
It's less than an egg, right?
We said
it's less than an egg. It's not dependent on a kezias, right? So what do we say? It's 30. Yeah. I believe we say it's 30 cc's, if I'm not mistaken, of the solids. And the reviz, it's simple. Just do it, not a reviz, a cheekful. So put in how much goes in a cheek. It's also around about a fluid ounce or something of that
so
nature.
So you're trying to say if someone would have less than this amount, they wouldn't be chayiv?
That's right. In other words, to be chayiv, they have to eat this amount.
You could brush the oraisa.
But you could brush your
rabbinical.
Teeth.
You could still get rabbinical.
Oh, but you could brush your teeth on Yom Kippur then with a.
That's different prohibitions. Oh, we're not talking about the prohibition of.
Forget the toothbrush.
No, but if you just took could you squish water in your mouth?
You can't. That's washing, bathing. You're not allowed to be
cleansing,
bathed.
Cleansing.
No, you take a little bit of toothpaste and you just put it in your mouth.
You cannot do that. You're not allowed to wash your hands even. You're washing your mouth. You're washing.
Dresser, and you take the toothpaste and you put it in your mouth, and it's not for human consumption for food, so.
There's all kind, and how are you going to get that out of your mouth?
With water.
Ah, bingo! Can't put water in your mouth.
Less water than you can't.
We'll see in a minute. You can't do any amount. This is just enough to get you caries.
You don't want to get caries.
You know, that's caries, but less is also usser.
It's a fish.
Right?
So if you take
this safer over here. Where's the number three? They is a machloka. Some say it's 57.6 cc's.
It's usually 2 ounces, like two.
That's
and
a lot.
And the Hasanish says it's 41 cc's.
That's a fair bit of liquid.
No,
it's like 1.5 ounces.
Right. So that's
it's a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, something like that. It's not a lot. It's very little bit. It's not, but it's a little. We will see where this plays a role. But it doesn't take much to be chayiv b'kitzer. And you can add up any type of food, any type of liquid. However, the last, one second. All liquids can add up to this. A little bit of water, a little bit of milk, whatever. But, here's interesting. But eating and drinking don't. So if you have a little, some cracker that's less than a date, and liquid less than a cheekful, even though together the two of them, you'd figure mathematically is more than one shear. But these shiurim don't combine, because the satiation is there's nullification of affliction through eating and nullification through drinking.
They were two separate averas, weren't they?
No, they're one avera, but they don't work together. The rabbis say that you don't feel revived unless you've had enough of one measure, either in the solid or in the liquid. You can't combine half and half to make a whole. So that's interesting, as we'll see later. When there are heterim to eat of less than this amount, so you could drink and eat a little bit at the same time, and it wouldn't combine. So that's a very important halacha. Base. Echad ha'aychal ha'cholim ha'mutarim, o she'ochol dvar masurim. It doesn't matter if you ate food that was permissible, or food that was not permissible. Kigong, that's having some foods you're not allowed to eat. Pigul. Pigul is meat from a korban that when the Kohen did the avoda, he had bad thoughts that he was going to do something illegal afterwards while he did the avoda. When he did the avoda, he says, I'm doing the avoda and I plan on sprinkling the blood on a turkey. You know, not in the Beis HaMikdash.
Or I'm eating it outside.
Right? I'm going to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash while he did the avoda. So that makes the whole korban not allowed to be eaten. If you eat it, that's bad. So let's say you eat pigul, that's called pigul. Let's eat pigul on Yom Kippur. Or no, sir, that's the leftover meat from a korban that should have been eaten by a certain time frame. Or tevel, food that's been untied. Unavelos, an animal that was shechted improperly. Utrevis, or an animal that we found to subsequently have a blemish within it. Vechelev, or certain not permitted fats, odam, or blood. If you eat any of those, the only reason you're not allowed to eat them is because God said not to, but they are very tasty
right. And
very satiable.
So one might
think. So therefore, hoil ve'achal acholim re'ladim, since you're eating food that's fit for a human being, not for a Jew, but fit for human, you eat a piece of a Big Mac, you know, that will fill you up just like kosher hamburger, right? So in that case, I raise the chayav kares mishum ochel biyom kippur. You get kares for eating food on Yom Kippur. It's not a question of only eating kosher. You know, you're not supposed to eat the food. A Jew should never fill himself on his food. But have you taken away the inui? Have you taken away the affliction?
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. You may ask a question. Wait a minute. Let's say pigul. Let's say no, sir. Let's say chelev. Let's say blood. What's the punishment if you eat it?
Kares.
Kares. So what's the issue? You're getting caries anyway.
Yeah.
Can't double caries.
Well, how do you know?
No, you can't double caries. You either cut or you cut off.
You can be cut and cut off.
No, no. You, once you're cut off, you're cut off. There's no double cut off here.
Oh, you'd have to do tshuva on both.
It's like you can't give a guy two death penalties.
That's true.
So you can't give a guy two caries penalties. So it's a mute point. Who cares? By the fact you've had some blood, you're getting caries, and you have it today. What does that do Yom Kippur? So the answer is, but remember, those things require how much of a shear?
A kazayis.
A kazayis. Right? And
sure
if you eat less than it, it would be permitted, so in other words, you could be eating less than is required to be chayiv for blood, but enough to be chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. You see? You see, these need a higher shear. It would seem that that's a higher shear. The kazayis is a higher shear than
the other way around. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Left it.
Surely an olive is smaller.
You can get your book if you want to get it. We'll see.
It's the same logic would apply.
But that's the only way you could be chayav for that, for not be chayav for the eating, but be chayav on Yom Kippur.
Unless they had very big olive.
Oh, no. Better. You could say like this. That, let's say he ate these amounts. Let's say he ate a piece of nevela with less than a shear of a kazayis, right? And then he ate a little bit more of kosher food. So now between the kosher food and the nevela, he ate enough to be chayv on Yom Kippur, but he didn't eat enough to be chayv for eating nevela to get kares.
All right, that's how it.
That's how we fit it in.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to be volumes, man. I'm really bad at all those volumes. But that's, so you see how you could be chayav for Yom Kippur and not be chayav for the other things? Because you need enough of the other things, and you add some of that, some other kosher food to that, that would be enough to make you chayav.
Wouldn't it also be relevant because you'd have to do tshuva on both? To get rid of both?
Yeah, right now we're just worrying about the punishments here.
Well, we talked about how you get rid of karis, you could do tshuva on it.
You have to do tshuva on two things.
Wait,
that's true.
Listen, why would you have to do tshuva on something that's less than a kazayin?
Why don't we come to the next halacha? We'll answer your question. Gimel. Achal o shasa pachas mishir zeh. If you eat or drink less than this amount, zeh, eino chayav kares. You don't get kares. Afal pishu asr min haTorah. Even though it's forbidden from the Torah, you definitely have done an aveira. You get a black mark up in Shemayim. Because we hold the rule is, the Torah says, kol chelev shor v'kesev v'esosel. It says, all fats of certain animals you can't eat. What's the word kol mean? Even any amount, even less than a shear. That and that what it means, that's the rule of chatzi shear, the half of the amount. So therefore, it's osur daraisa. Half of a shear is osur to eat. It's a navera, just not punishable.
Lashes, huh?
Right?
It says lashes.
With a chatzi shear?
Yeah, the next line.
I'm looking at English, I'm looking at my Hebrew. What? Oh, I didn't get to it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Ochel shows a chatzi shear, anybody who eats half an amount, makin oso makos martis, he gets rabbinic lashes. In other words, the rabbis are saying, since you violated what Hashem wanted, we want to show our unhappiness with that, and we lash you rabbinically. Alright, so again, so eating any amount on Yom Kippur is usur. And if you do it, it's an avera, and you have to do tshuva for it. Okay? Question is, what kind of punishment can we give him? So to get kares, you have to eat the amount that's prescribed. If you eat less than that amount, the rabbis, to show the displeasure, they lash you with that, and that you still get punishment. So therefore, even if you had less than the amount, it's still usur. That's why you wouldn't eat a little bit for that reason. Okay, Martin, did you give us any
answers? Yes, I got all the answers here. So the answer says here is the revis is like 2.9 fluid ounces or 86 cc's.
That's the minimum.
The beza is 1.9 fluid ounces or 57 cc's. And a kazayis is 0.9 fluid ounces or 28 cc's.
That's for liquids.
This is no, for a solid. A kebetz is almost double a kazayis.
Okay, so an egg is twice a kazayis.
Yes.
And what about a date? He doesn't have.
Well, it says here
it's less than a kazayis. It's less than a kebetz. Rambam says little less
than a kebetz, which is double a
kebetz. And a revis is twice the size.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's in between a kazayis.
So okay. So these things need a kazayis to get punished for blood in this. So you have less than a kazayis of blood, but you add on some other kosher food to get to this amount that's a little less than a kebetz.
Right.
So you'd be chayav for Yom Kippur, but not chayav for the other food.
A Big Mac on a kosher bun.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
where's
moving on.
What's the threshold between meat and milk? Since you ate meat and then had milk, I mean, is there a threshold of kazayin for like eating meat with milk?
Oh, it should be the same thing.
Okay,
it should be the same. The amount said that would be not a lot, right? Kazayin.
So if you were fleshic and you had less than a kazayin of milk,
yes, but it's
rabbinic. Now you're into rabbinic. Okay.
You don't have solid
you're
and
still,
and
you're not in a rice. You haven't violated a rice.
Cheese.
You still, right? That's not biblically also. It's only rabbinic. Anyway, we're getting off track. Let's stay focused. Dalit, we have to finish this parak today. Achol ma'at. Now, what if you ate a little bit, less than the amount? Bechasev achol. Then you ate a little bit more, and also was less than the amount. But between the eating sessions, it equals the amount.
How much time do you have?
If you have the time, from the first eating to the last eating, the amount is called Kidei Achilas Shalosh Beitzim, the time that it would be to eat three eggs. Even though you're not eating three eggs, there's a time frame called Achilas Pras. That's a biblical term called Achilas Pras, eating a pras. What is a pras? Pras means a half of something. So what is that? So it's a half of a loaf of six eggs. And that means, so half of that is three eggs. So the time, in other words, there's called an amount of time called, there's an amount of food that's called an amount. And then there's the amount of time to be eating, which is called an eating session. So for all, in all these aspects, bracha, achrona, all these things, you have to eat a certain amount in a certain amount of time.
Well, that's what happens.
What's called an eating session. So the rabbis determine eating session is what normally takes the time to be eating straight to eat three eggs worth. And if, even though you don't have to eat three eggs, but if you eat the time, if you're just eating three eggs straight, how much time is that? That's like an eating session. So even if you're eating less, your shear is smaller than that, obviously, but you have that time frame. And there's all kinds of different opinions ranging from a high of 9 minutes to a
nine.
Low of
this
about
is
four,
the
three. Isn't three?
Really?
Is
because he only has up to four.
He brings
the encyclopedia.
Does he bring over here?
He brings...
One second.
Oh, yeah. Shalosh Rabbi Regalim.
Three. I told you three. Anyway, so the time went from highest to 9 minutes, lowest to 3 minutes. Here, I was going with the high amount. Meaning to say, as long as if within 9 minutes you've eaten enough of that shear, then you are chayef. That's considered the amount of shear. Harelim and starve the shear, that combines the shear. If not, aim and starve the shear, they don't add to the shear, and you could be really, by the end of the day, ingesting quite a lot, but you're still not chayef. Now, again, you've eaten half a shear.
For karis.
And you will get lashes, but you will not get karis. And the same idea. Shasamad, you drank a little. V'chazam shas, drank a little afterwards. If between the drinkings you have a revis. Interesting.
80-60 C's.
Right? He didn't say what?
Cheekful.
A cheekful.
No, he didn't.
And what a cheekful, what did we say?
We said for most people it's two.
It's a majority of revis, right?
Two.
Majority of revis.
They say it's two.
Anyway. So mitzarf and lashir, it adds to a shear. And if not, a mitzarf, it doesn't add to the shear. So what is the footnote over here? Adds a little bit over here. So now, how much time we're given over here? So some say the time it takes to drink it leisurely, right? But still, it's going to be a lot less than that of three eggs. It's going to be a lot less than 9 minutes. How long do you have to drink a revis of liquid? It's not going to take 9 minutes. The Ravid argues and says that even regarding drinking, the minimum should be as well three eggs. So that's going to be kind of strict of 9 minutes. And even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to be more lenient, but the Shulchan Rav and the Shabura suggest the more stringent. So we go with the stringent, which would mean the 9 minutes. So it comes out like this, as we'll see a little bit later. If a person is not well, is very not well, and a rabbi says they'd be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, now you understand how we get the ground rules over here. Eating a dateful would be kares. So we don't want anyone to get kares. Now, again, if the person is really sick and the doctor says they have to eat normally, then we let them eat normally. Then there's no question about it. But if it's a situation where, well, they're not deathly sick, they're not going to die, but they're very not well, and they need something to revive themselves, and now under Rabbi's guidance they could. So now if that's going to happen, then we try to do it in a way that they're not violating a kores punishment, and that's what we would say, have about an ounce of solids and a little less than a cheekful of liquid every 9 minutes. And then hopefully over the course of an hour, for example, you could have almost 6 ounces of, let's say, protein, right? Yeah. And you could have about,
eight, nine ounces
of liquid,
yeah,
in an hour. And if you do that throughout the day, that could give you quite a lot before you're finished.
Cool.
If that's enough. Again, if the person is really in big trouble, the rabbi might be leaning and say you can do it every 3 minutes.
You got room to move.
Right. That's,
you know,
the other.
If the rabbi feels the person needs more, and if they're really not well, then they can eat straight away.
Yeah.
But that's where you're talking about, and the Rama will discuss that as well later on. So that's where it becomes critical to know this, although I don't think anybody here is intentionally going to want to eat. But the question of getting curries or lashes, I don't think that's for most of us. But the question is, when there is room to be lenient, now you already see the guidelines. All right, moving on to halacha. Hey, now we're going to get into all different kinds of unusual foods. Are they considered foods or are they not considered foods? Is the next few halachas on the top. Hey. Howard, it has nothing to do with eating. It's bathing. It's bathing your throat, which you're not allowed to bathe. That's why mouthwash is not allowed. You can't wash your hands, right? So can you...
Up to the knuckles.
That's for halachic reasons, but regular. Just want to wash your hands. Million Kippur. Just want to wash my hands.
You can't. To the toilet, you got to wash your hands.
Forget about that. It's halachic. I'm saying you just want to wash your hands. They're a little chapped. You want to wash them. You're not allowed to on Yom Kippur, right? So you can't wash your mouth either. I don't understand. Yom Kippur, nobody's next to anybody anyway. So it doesn't matter if you have
your
mouth. Right?
One other question. I don't know. It's dealt with this. Intravenous feeding and things like that.
That's not eating.
That's not eating.
Obviously, if a person's on an intravenous, he must be sick, no?
Right.
Would a healthy person use intravenous?
No, but I'm saying that.
No, so if he's intravenous, he's not eating. It's not there.
Someone faints or whatever, wouldn't that be a problem?
Whatever a doctor says you do, you do.
But I'm suggesting that might be preferable than feeding them.
You know, whatever the doctor says is preferable is preferable. So whatever he would say, you don't have to go.
You don't
have to
get many calories from intravenous. It's just sugar.
Okay, hey. Achal acholim shein ruyim l'machalotim. One person eats foods that's not fit for human consumption. Kegon, asavim haromim, amorim, bitter grass. Osrafim, or sap from a tree. Habu'ushim, that's also not so good. Osheshosa mashkim shein ruyim l'shisir. What?
Medicine could be bitter medicine.
Yeah. Or he drinks liquids that aren't fit for drinking. Kegon, sear, like fish brine. I took a glass of fish brine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, murios. Murios is the fat that comes out of salty fish. Or v'chometz chai, or raw vinegar. Filu, ochal, v'shosim, even you had a feast of that. Hareza, potter, min akares. You don't get kares, but still, avomakin, oso, makus, mardus. He gets rabbinic lashes for this. Because even though there's no prohibition, right, but still, you know, it's, you didn't get curries, but still the rabbis don't want you doing that. Now, what do we add over here? So when the pasuk says, every soul that will not afflict itself. So eating food that's not fit for human consumption, that is affliction. You understand? You can't get punished. You think the guy feels so great. Well, I feel really revived after a gallon of brine, right? I'm ready to vomit. So that's not exactly, you're still afflicting yourself. So you can't say you've biblically transgressed. But on the other hand, you may have satiated the appetite a little bit, so we're going to give you rabbinic lashes.
So would that be like Play-Doh and things like that too?
Yeah, well, that's all like not food at all.
So is it okay to eat Play-Doh in that case?
Howard, you're going to get lashes.
You know.
That's lashes, Play-Doh?
Yes, Plato's lashes.
Well, I believe the tour is saying you wouldn't even get lashes for it. I think that's what he's saying there. If you eat food that's not fit at all, a feeble pseudo like it's not even an answer. He's talking about sand.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not even, you can't even call that food at all. Right? We go to eat some sand. Then you're crazy. That's all you are. You know? You can't even lash the guy. What if you eat a tissue box? You know, that's not even food. So you wouldn't even get lashed. Okay.
Well, when Sam mentioned medicine, is that a different category? Because he said, like,
if the doctor says you have to take medicine, you have to take medicine.
So is it easier to take it in liquid form than solid, where you need water to consume with it? Because you can't drink the water with the medicine, but it can go down with bitter liquid.
Halakha is on Shabbos about medicine, right? So the same thing would apply, wouldn't it? You can't do it unless the doctor says you have to.
No, but with a pill, you have to.
So you try to take the pill without liquid. You could take pills without liquid. Whoa. For sure you could. Yeah. Try it. I did it once on a fast day. I had a very bad headache, and I took a pill. I really had a very bad cold.
That's how big the pill is. Some people have the liquid.
But there are certain opinions that allow you to take a little drop of water. Yeah. It would have to, but it's better not to.
So just for a headache, though, the laws of Shabbos wouldn't apply?
No, they apply. So again, only when you're allowed to take it, then you can take it. There's so much you wouldn't be allowed to take it. If you just have a headache, you cannot take a Tylenol. The whole idea in Yom Kippur is to have a headache.
Yeah.
Right?
So Jesus says.
No, but let's say you'd be in bed. Let's say the point where you now are bedridden. And certainly you can take medication. Unless you have 104 fever.
Yeah, that's your
okay,
sick.
So that's what we're talking about. We're sick. You're not sick. You're not taking any pills even on Shabbos. You're not sick. Right? And certainly you wouldn't take vitamins. Even though you could take vitamins on Shabbos, we would not take vitamins on Yom Kippur. Because that would be a chatzi shir of Isser Dorais. You get rabbinic lashes for taking vitamins on Yom Kippur. Even if you could take vitamins on Shabbos. But you cannot have vitamins on Yom Kippur.
They don't work for that food.
Okay. Aha. Now you're going to take vinegar that's diluted with water. Chayev. Now you're chayev. Because now that vinegar is edible because it's got the water in there.
Chayev
kares. Yeah, chayev kares. Pilpilin vizambil. If you chew up pepper or ginger, yovesh, that's dry, like that, potter, because that is not that's not the normal way at all, and you don't get that. Avol zangdil rotu, but moist ginger, chayev, you'd be chayev, because I guess that is already bordering on edible things. I don't think we have to worry about these. Ochol ale gfanim, if you eat, grape leaves, potter. Luve gfanim chayev, but if you have soft grape leaves, then you're chayiv. The Eluheim Luvei Kvonim, and what are the soft leaves of the grapevine? Kol Shaliv Livu Be'eretz Yisrael, those that sprout in Eretz Yisrael, in Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom Kippur. In that short period, in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, those grape leaves that sprout in Eretz Yisrael, and it really could be other lands, not only Eretz Yisrael, but this is typical, because what's so special about this period of time? They're very moist and very edible. That's the point he's saying. So yes, Ralzeh, but if it's beyond that period of time, they become much drier. They're like wood. And when you eat wood, even if you're Yul Gibbons, still potter, you are free from the punishment of kares, v'chein kol kayetzabel, anything similar to that. One more, Zion. Uncle Tzoli b'melech. How about if you have a piece of roasted meat and a little bit of salt on the roasted meat? Now, the roasted meat alone is just under a koseves. And now you put a little salt on it, puts it just at the koseves mark. Mitzdaref hamelech labasar, the salt will combine with the meat and will make you chayiv. Similarly, tzir shal gabe yerek, some brine on top of the vegetable. In other words, let's say a salad dressing on top of salad, but it's got to be, so that's mitzdaref, it combines to the shear of the koseves. You might have thought it's liquid, but it's not. It's really just an adjunct to the salad. Now he says it straight out. Because the things that make the food more prepared to eat, that are mixed with the food, they are considered like food and not like liquid, to be considered two separate shurim. Now, one more halacha here. Let's say before Yontif the guy ate a lot, and coming into Yom Kippur, he's full, he's bloated, he's like plotzing. And now on Yom Kippur, on a full bloated stomach, now he eats beyond. Potter, you are potter. You don't get kares. Why? Because you've not taken away any affliction. And if anything, you've afflicted yourself more. Right? Kami she'achol acholim shein merim lachol. It's like a guy who's eating food that's not fit to be eaten. Because once you're full, no matter what, it could be the best steak in the world, man. When you're full, you're full. And it's like not enjoyable. Even though this food is really great when you're hungry, but it's not fit for anybody who's so full up to this point, because that wouldn't help. However, some say if it's an extremely tasty food, it's like unbelievable, like it's worth it to eat it, even though you feel bloated. Like an unbelievable, if it's like the caramel cake that they sell in my Zadie's, that very unbelievable caramel crunch that they sell there. Mordechai likes it. Mordechai likes it.
No, you take so his no matter, you take no, the Sharon.
No matter how hungry you are, you could always, there's always room for Jello, as they say. So then you would even be chayiv under that situation.
So could you
now there's another girsa.
Just eat enough before and then keep eating through a Yom Kippur and not be chayiv?
You can just get lashed all day long.
As reading.
Right? Right?
That would be suffering, boy.
Now, so, okay. So therefore you really didn't eat anything that gives you pleasure. So we have to stop here. And we're going to have to, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll see.
Thursday, Rabbi.
I don't know. We'll see where I'm holding on Thursday, guys. Cool. We'll let you know tomorrow.